This is Olympic champion Scott Hamilton. Yes, the real Scott Hamilton. And you're listening to the other Scott Hamilton show, where you should be entertained, informed, and maybe even amused. Just don't expect any backflips. I mean, have you seen him skate?
Welcome back. Scott Hamilton show on Monday. Panic Monday. We'll dive into that later. Right now, I'm just trying to make some sense out of this latest AP Top 25. Trent, I've told you, I was an AP Top 25 voter for about 7 years. I took it very seriously.
As you should.
Here's the thing, though. When the playoffs started, I became the least important person in the world. It really doesn't matter after they come out with the playoff rankings.
Right.
We'll see if our first visitor agrees. Joining us on the Saitama Guest Hotline, he was an All-American quarterback, Heisman Trophy finalist at Washington State. He's now an analyst at ESPN. All-around good guy. Great dude.
Phenomenal.
Ryan Leaf, good morning.
What's up, fellas? Good morning. Buddy, how we doing?
Hey, he's fired up. It's only like 20
Let's
after
go,
7
Ryan.
On the West Coast. I love it, man.
Hey, I've been up since 5:30, man. I got to get that workout in. Otherwise, I just don't have it on a Monday. Got to do it.
I dig it, man. I dig it. And Ryan, you know, it's been a couple of years since we've gotten a chat, and I just want to tell you, man, you're killing it. You're killing it on the air. You're killing it in life, dude. God bless you.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, it's a good life. Really grateful for everything that I had to experience and I get to live through and live in right now. So my kid turns 4 tomorrow. Never thought I'd ever be able to say something like that. So yeah, a lot of gratitude I'm living in. Thanks, fellas.
Well, what's the birthday gift tomorrow?
Transformers. He's really into the Transformers right now. So that was the major birthday gift. And then this weekend we're doing a little. There's a new app out here in California, like Airbnb for pools. So you can like rent out somebody's backyard pool and everything for 5-6 hours, and we're gonna throw him a little pool party with his little friends and barbecue and have a blast.
We're joined by Ryan Leaf, suburban dad. You can follow him on Twitter at Ryan D. Leaf. That's awesome, man. Hey, Ryan,
yeah.
What was your biggest takeaway from the weekend, bud?
Well, the Georgia and Alabama are kind of just far and away the best two teams in college football now. Ultimately, last year it was the same thing. It kind of came down to Ohio State and Alabama, too, and it may come down to that every single year. But the conversation around the expansion, I think, still needs to continue because I don't want to stop being able to talk to people about how every – team still has a shot at a national championship or at least a shot at the playoff and an opportunity. And I think this weekend just kind of reinforced that Alabama and Georgia right now are the elite of the elite.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the AP top 25 now, and it's giving me heartburn, man. They have Cincinnati 5th behind Penn State, and Penn State's having a good year, pretty solid team, but it's hanging its hat really on that win over Auburn, and Auburn's probably the 7th best team in the SEC.
Yeah, maybe. Auburn's pretty darn good. They got a big win in Baton Rouge this weekend. They played Penn State real tough. Penn State's got that win over Wisconsin. Doesn't look as good as it did a few weeks ago. But we'll find out a lot this week about Penn State, right? You know, they got Iowa coming to town. The opportunity for them to step up. And Cincinnati's going to get their shot, right? The teams ahead of them are gonna knock into each other. And if Cincinnati goes undefeated, as well as BYU. If BYU was able to go undefeated, I wouldn't be surprised if the committee actually looked at it and said, okay, Alabama, Georgia, BYU, and Cincinnati, to be honest with you, with all the Power 5 wins that they've accumulated this year.
I'm glad you mentioned BYU. It was actually on my list to ask you about. I think BYU should be an honorary member of the Pac-12 South. What's your take?
Well, they're going to play five Pac-12 teams this year when it's all said and done. They still have USC and Washington State this year. And then next week, I believe they go to Baylor. And Baylor's a very good football team. I've had them a couple times this year calling their games. They had a tough one against Oklahoma State and Stillwater this weekend. So, you know, Baylor's got a bunch of games on their schedule that allows for them to be gradually moving up if they continue to win.
Well, actually, they go to Baylor in 2 weeks. They've got Boise this week.
Yeah, so I mean they have a heck of a schedule. I mean it is something. And the fact that they're doing this without Zach Wilson breaking in a new quarterback really shows what Kalani Sitake is able to do as a head coach.
Yeah, I think he's one of the more underrated coaches in the country, especially on this side of America. We don't talk about them nearly enough. Here you go, Ryan. Here's a trick question for you. Is the best team in the Pac-12 playing in the state of Oregon?
Yes, it is.
Would it be Oregon State or the Ducks?
It'd be Oregon State. Yeah, they are playing some spectacular football right now. Jonathan Smith, when that hire was made 4 years ago, you know, a lot of times you hire alumni and it just, things can't go wrong, right? And when they do, it's uncomfortable and awkward. But when they made that hire, I just thought, like, that's the guy that's going to be there for the next 20 years and turn this program into a perennial Pac-12 North contender. And we're at that point this year, in year four, in what he's been able to accomplish. They've righted the defensive wrongs. Offensively, they are as good as anybody in running the football and throwing it. And there could be games like last Saturday night where Chance Nolan didn't have the best game throwing the ball, but they ran it. They got turnovers on defense. They made some big stops, and they get my Cougars this weekend. So right now, I'd say yeah, with the way things break down, that Oregon State may be the best team in the Pac-12 right now. I have Oregon ranked higher, but I have Oregon State as the second highest ranked team in the Pac-12 right now.
We're joined by Ryan Leaf. You can follow him on Twitter at Ryan D. Leaf. And Ryan, I mentioned the Big Ten earlier, and I watched Michigan and Wisconsin, and what I'm seeing out of Michigan, I certainly didn't expect. They're running the football well. They're getting very good quarterback play. The defense looks outstanding. Are you buying Michigan stock right now?
Yeah, I got them in my top 10. So, you know, they're running the football well. They're playing great defense. They look like a Big Ten team, you know. And they've looked good like this before under our Jim Harbaugh. And they just, you know, they walk into a buzzsaw in Ohio State at the end of the year, and then everybody goes, oh, we were kind of fooled all year long. But, you know, what they were able to do in Madison, nobody really does, right? You don't go walk into Madison and put a beat down on the Badgers like they did. They ran the ball well. They threw it when they needed to, and they're playing outstanding defense, which is what Jim Harbaugh wants. And he kind of has a blueprint of a team in his image right now, and he's more than okay being that guy.
Is the Big Ten East the best division in football?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's the best division or best conference, but it's up there. They got some competitive football. You never quite know unless you play some more non-conference games, but their conference schedule is going to be really difficult to beat up on one another, and that may ultimately zero a bunch of teams out because it's kind of like the Pac-12 in that they just cannibalize one another and eat their own eventually before the season's up.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I we always talk about the SEC cannibalizing itself and keeping, you know, multiple teams out of the playoff, but really what we're seeing out of the Big Ten, I think overall it's got to be the best season in at least a decade. Would you agree?
Yeah, and I like that Ohio State isn't in a far and away the best team this year, right? They got beat during the non-conference. They've looked average. Now they really bounced back and played well against Rutgers over the weekend to see if they've found a little new lease on life. I don't know, but it's good when there's just not one team at the very top. Now, it is for the media, and it is for the conference in general in terms of like going, oh, we have this elite team every single year. I'm the guy that likes the competition. I like not knowing who's going to win every single game, every single weekend. I want to be entertained, and I want it to be competitive. And I know that puts the conferences usually out of the discussion for the college football playoff, but I'm okay with that. And that's why I'm looking forward to expansion, because I think people will respect and enjoy conference play that much more when teams are more competitive.
And Ryan, before we let you go, let's expand on that a little bit. Let's expand on expansion. The plan that was put out there was 12 teams, certain teams getting buys on all that. Is that your dream scenario? If you were the commissioner, the grand poobah of college football, what would your playoff look like?
Well, more than four. That's it for me. I like 12. I 16's fine with me. You limit the regular season a little bit more so college players aren't playing 17, 18 games and things like that. But I also, which is going to be hard because all the money that's involved around bowl games, I'd love for these games to be on campuses. That for me is the biggest thing. You get some awesome matchups. on campuses that you never get before, right? You'd have some teams coming to Tuscaloosa that you may never see. You know, Ohio State comes to Tuscaloosa or something like that. How great would that be? That's something I want to see. And I know that's going to be a difficult thing to do because of all the money and the bowl game tie-ins and everything like that, but I would love everything to go through, very similar to what the FCS playoff system is. Those are so fun. Growing up in Montana and seeing teams from all over the country come into Missoula to play the Grizzlies in Washington Grizzly Stadium, that was super cool. I think it'll be a real neat, you know, fan interaction, fan activity to have those games in playoff form.
He was All-American at Washington State, Heisman Trophy finalist. He's now an excellent analyst for ESPN. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan D. Leaf. Ryan, I know it's early. I know you're all jacked up, but we're going to let you go. Get about your day, man. Appreciate your time.
You bet, fellas. Have a great day.
All righty, buddy. Appreciate it. Happy birthday to little man. It's Ryan Leaf joining us on the Saitama Guest Hotline.